This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, 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 welcome on in. No afternoon show crew today. It's Broads in for the fellas on this President's Day. And do we have a doozy lined up for you today? It is Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day here on the afternoon show. I got to protect the house. All right. I love Jack. I love Spike. But I got to protect the house today. In studio, right behind me, is Jalen Hurts himself. And it is on Twitter. You can see it on the WIP Twitter account, my personal account, Broads81. Jalen Hurts in studio. I got my Jalen Hurts hoodie. I got my Jalen Hurts t-shirt on underneath. I got my number 2 Jalen Hurts hat on. So let me tell you something. This is going to be 4 hours of I love my quarterback talk because this is a Super Bowl MVP who just dominated Spags on the biggest stage again. He did it twice now, and there's nothing better. We have one of the best quarterbacks in all of football, and I want to appreciate him with the great people out there at 215-592-9494. That's the phone number. I want to hear from everybody because it is the day from 2 to 6 p.m. specifically to make sure Jalen Hurts gets all the love he deserves. I want you to think about this. Spags came out of his office when he was studying how to break down this matchup. And he looked right in Jalen Hurts' direction and said, "You will not win this game if you have the ball in your hands." That's what he said. If you have to make the plays, you will not win. It was 34-0 in the third quarter. He ran for 70 yards again. I was told Spags is the best defensive coordinator to ever exist after he sent that one blitz in the AFC Championship game against the Buffalo Bills. I was told Spags is a juggernaut and he's a force. And so is Chris Jones and all that. Get the hell out of here, Jalen. Come on, man. That dude just balled out again. He was on the money, making back-breaking runs happen. And my favorite part of it all is at the line of scrimmage. Some think that this man can't read a defense. It's an embarrassing thing to say. Because all I know is during this postseason run, he was seeing exactly what the defense was trying to do. He started communicating with his linemen, with his receivers. He was checking at the line of scrimmage And before you know it, here's 7 more points going on the scoreboard for the good guys. All right? The good fellas get another 7 points because of the smarts that is inside the head of Jalen Hurts. He is so intelligent. His mental makeup is so rare. That's where he's elite. On top of not turning the football over at a high clip, on top of that beautiful throw down the sidelines to A.J. Brown on one-on-one coverage, or Jahan Dotson, or Devontae Smith, you name it. I mean, his throws are perfect, and they drop right into the hands of any receiver when there's one-on-one coverage. That's what you need your quarterback to do. That's what he does every day. He's got the Tom Brady mindset. He really does. Tom Brady was in the Super Bowl 10 times. He thinks about those 3 losses more than the 7 wins. Same applies to number 1. Same applies to QB1. He just won a Super Bowl. He's still broken from losing Super Bowl 57. That determination, that desire, that fire, there is nothing better in this entire world, and that's our quarterback. 215-592-9494. It is Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day today as Broads is in for the afternoon show, and there's only one way I know how to start off this phenomenal program, and that is, of course, going to Corey in Columbus. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man. Bros, what's up, man? You see, this is the topic that we needed. Jalen Hurts appreciated. See, last week, they didn't want to have this topic. They wanted to avoid the issue. But come on, man, we got to give the quarterback some praise. Like, when we look at our quarterback as done. See, people sit up here and they act like, oh, you know, he got a stacked team and all that. Like, nobody considered A.J. Brown a top 10 receiver before he got with Hurts. Like, we thought he was good. You know, when we got him, we was happy of what he was doing. But, like, we had a topic on this show. Is he top 10? People forget Jalen Hurts' first year as a starter. He went to the playoffs with a rookie Devontae Smith, Rager, Miles Sanders, and Quez Watkins. Three dudes that can't even get playing time right now. You know, those was his 3 leading other than Devontae on the team. We gotta stop. And relishing to what we got here at the quarterback position. Jalen Hurts, like, one of the biggest jumps he took from his first 4 years, never missing the playoffs, you know, doing what he done, winning the Super Bowl MVP, leading this charge. And this ain't the only Super Bowl we going to win with him. Like, we already been to 2. We going to get to a couple more. I call the man Michael Jordan because he got the aura, you know, when he was walking down with the, you know, the Berea hat, with the Love Hurts, you know, hoodie, carrying the Lombardi. Oh, man, it's like we got this dude here to stay, and he not cocky or nothing. He a humble guy, you know. He doesn't really, like, brag. Like, all the hate he took, he had a stage at the parade, and he could bring all that up, and all he did was thank his teammate and say how he wanted to get back to another one. We got to appreciate this guy, bro.
Yeah, he's only getting started. You're so right. He's 26 years old. He's exactly. So hungry. He's not getting stuffed. I promise you that. This Super Bowl isn't satisfying him. And I love how you brought up how he has a good team, or at least others out there say he's got great talent. Yeah, that's how you win a Super Bowl. I mean, exactly. I hate to break it to you, but when teams win in the NBA, more times than not, they got 3 elite players. It's just how it goes.
Name a quarterback that's won with a bad team.
Right.
No. You know? All right, bros, one more thing on the way out. You got to stop letting Spike hate on you, man. Don't let him. Don't take it. You need more time, you know, when you do your hockey segment and all that. You know, bros, you one of the stars coming up here at WIP. Stop letting Spike hate on you, man.
I appreciate it, Corey. Thank you so much. Listen, I love Spike. It's all love. But he's got to start respecting my quarterback. Forget me. You don't got to respect me. Who the hell am I? I'm a nobody. Jalen Hurts is a winner.
I had a purpose before everybody had an opinion.
That's what I'm talking about. You kidding me? I got goosebumps listening to that right there. Jalen Hurts is a dog. I don't want to hear that the team is stacked. That's how championship caliber teams win. That's the norm, okay? When you look at Super Bowl winners, they have phenomenal talent. Those Seattle Seahawks teams, they had something about them on the defense. They had a damn nickname. But they also had Russell Wilson, who was playing at a high clip at that time. They also had Marshawn Lynch. They also had a lot of other factors to the team that makes them great. What I just witnessed on Sunday was a quarterback getting dared by the defensive coordinator. And I promise you, Spags deep down thought that there is no way the Eagles are going to burn me, and there's no way that offense is going to flow if I suffocate Saquon Barkley and make Jalen Hurts be the superstar. I know it. I know it in my bones that that's what Spags was thinking, and he just got the doors blown off him again. So let me get this straight. And I say that in reference to what the Eagles offense did against Spags in Super Bowl 57. He is regarded as one of the best defensive coordinators in football. And on the biggest stage on the planet, Jalen Hurts annihilated him twice now with his offense and with his ability and his running threat, too. We just ho-hum our way past 70 yards in the Super Bowl. I can't have that. So here's my question for you, because I don't want to not include the Jalen Hurts haters, although I do want to not include them because we are appreciating. Are you going to question Jalen Hurts moving forward? 215-592-9494. Are you going to question Jalen Hurts moving forward? Because I'm not. All right? I know we got a winner. I know we got something special. I know we have a quarterback who was wired like the all-time greats are wired. During COVID, when they came out with that Michael Jordan documentary and everybody was stunned that he would make up these lies in his head to have himself get motivated and inspired, that's different, right? That's weird. It's unique. It's strange. Some may think it's bizarre, but that's what these high-powered athletes do. Jalen's got some of that. Kobe, one of the best mindsets. Jalen has some of that. Tiger Woods, Jalen has that. Not everybody has that. All right, Josh Allen might have a cannon arm. I don't know if he's got that mental makeup. Lamar might be very athletic and have a good arm as well and make plays nonstop. I don't know if he has that mindset. You got to have that mindset. Now, speaking of inside the ears, let's take a listen to Chris Long, who was talking on his podcast about his interaction with Jalen Hurts after the NFC Championship game. Take a listen to Chris Long.
You know, when we saw them in the locker room after the NFC Championship game, and I'll say it now, like, it was like a party in there. You know, when I first saw it, I was like, holy shit, this team's confident. But boy, should they have been. That dude, though, had his head down, was walking around, focused, looked like they just won a preseason game. And, you know, shook his hand, and I said, hey, go finish it, you know? And what he said to me, actually, I'm not claiming to be his friend. I don't talk to Jalen a lot. I've run into him maybe 2-3 times in my life. He said, it's already been written. I'll never forget that. And that, what that is belief. It's resolve. And that's between the ears, which is the hardest thing as a football player. And so congratulations to Jalen Hurts. He's a part of Philadelphia history.
That's what makes him elite. When you say, is Jalen Hurts elite? The answer is yes. What makes him elite is the way that he mentally attacks the game. You know, it's the same reason why A.J. Brown is elite too. Because A.J., as funny as that whole book story was and everything that transpired after him getting caught reading the book on the sidelines, he talks about how much is physical with this game and how much is mental with this game and how he's able to lock in because of what was highlighted in that text and what he consumes during the action. And there is real truth to it. There's real substance to it. And our quarterback thrives when it comes to the knowledge of the game, the knowledge of the moment, keeping the emotions in check, and obviously doing everything in his power to maximize his skill set. You know, whether it's what he does with the film study, what he does with tape, what he does during the offseason, how he's always working on the craft. This is everything you could ever want out of a quarterback. When you think about drafting one, when you think about having a franchise quarterback, everything Jalen Hurts stands for, to a T, is what you want. And now that we have him, the last thing I'm going to do is not appreciate him after having a Super Bowl parade just a few days ago. 215-592-9494. Are you going to question Jalen Hurts moving forward? It is Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. Now, producing today's fine program is Justin Morgenstein. Can't wait to kick it with him. J-Mo, how are you feeling about Jalen Hurts now that they won the Super Bowl? How did you feel prior to the Super Bowl about the quarterback and just the nature of Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day?
Yeah, so I would say I was pretty in between on Jalen going into this postseason, just in terms of, did I think if there was ever a scenario where his arm needed to win the Eagles a game, if that was something that would be able to be possible? And, you know, all year, obviously, they've offense has been on the back of Saquon Barkley, and that has been good enough to get them to the number two seed, and they ended up hosting every single game in the playoffs, so that got them there. But I just said, can his arm be the thing that gets them over the hump? Because if it is, then they're a Super Bowl team. There's no doubt about it. And that was the one question mark I really had with this offense, because you have Saquon, you have the elite receivers, you have the elite offensive line, you have Dallas Goedert, who's one of the best tight ends in football, but can his arm take them to the next level? And through the Rams game, I still wasn't sure if that was the case or not, because my big two things with Jalen are him not turning the ball over, which he's proved to do since the early part of the season, and, you know, can he avoid pressure and ultimately get the ball out of his hands? And after that Rams game, I really wasn't sure if he was going to be able to do that. But if there's one thing I've learned about Jalen since him being at Alabama all the way to Oklahoma and to now as the franchise quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, is in these big moments and in these really bright spots, I'm going to trust him to ultimately be the guy that they need him to be. And in the Washington game, he was phenomenal. I thought maybe his best game of the season. And then in the Super Bowl, when you said it, Spags forced Jalen to be the thing that beat them. He really did. And he had a few phenomenal throws. He had the one to AJ that comes back. He had the one to Dotson eventually that sets up the touchdown. He had, of course, the dagger to Devontae Smith. And after that Super Bowl, I think there's no question that you can't question him being the franchise quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. Can you question him being a top three quarterback or being a top five quarterback even? Sure, I still have those questions just in the scope of the entire league here. But if he's the guy to lead this team for the next, half decade to decade plus, I don't think there's any question. You can't really, question that anymore at all.
That's my quarterback, baby. That's my quarterback.
Oh.
Jalen Hurts. Wow. What a remarkable performance. Let's react with the beautiful people. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Cameron in Warminster. What's up, Cameron?
What's up, brothers? Just want to say what's up with you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. What's going on?
It's going good. I got to answer your question about this whole do we question Jalen Hurts. I stopped questioning him after the last Super Bowl. Think about it. He performed excellent. Everyone even said he almost was the MVP, and we lost the Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
He continued to prove there was always a game where he stints. He proved he can use his arm when we beat the Bills in overtime on our crazy fallout of a season last year. Every week, in and out, he performs. Whether we run the ball, we need to run the ball. That's what we do. If he throws it, he throws it. He gets the job done. Like the last caller said and the caller before that, the man is a winner. Perfect Philadelphia person.
Agreed. And I almost think it's a perfect yin and yang with Nick Sirianni. The marriage between the two personalities is almost perfect to a T. And I'm with you about Jalen just winning. It doesn't matter if you need 18 points on that day, he'll get you 20. If you need 26 points that day, he'll get you 28. Whatever you need on that Sunday, Monday, or Thursday, he's going to lock in and get it done. And I don't know what more you can ask a quarterback to do other than that.
One more point. One more point.
Sure.
We say all we just said to even use this for more fuel for him. The guy hasn't had a single steady coordinator since he's been in college, yet he still performs. We know he has the skill set to win. He finally proved it on the big stage, as he always does, and won a Super Bowl. So now he gets the credit. but you still have the haters like Nick Wright, the leader of the hater club, talking about he's not an elite quarterback. I tell you right now, he's top two and he's not two.
Mm, I love it. Cameron, I appreciate your call.
Wow.
I love Jalen. I can't go one, but I'm putting him right up there. I'll explain a little bit later on into the program once we give you the Twitter poll and things of that nature. I'll tell you where I see him landing. But listen, it's Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. You say he's one, I'm not going to sit here and fight you about it because he's up there. I'll tell you that for free. And you're right. You get a new coordinator after a new coordinator after a new coordinator after a new coordinator. After a new coordinator, and all you do is put together phenomenal stretches of winning games, and not just winning two in a row, not just winning three in a row. They started out a year after losing in the Super Bowl, and everybody knows how difficult it is to rebound after you fall in the biggest game, right? I know in the end of the season, we went through the biggest collapse in Eagles franchise history. I'm aware of that. But they did start off 10-1 after losing the Super Bowl. I don't know how many times I've seen a football team win 10 out of 11 games the year after you fall in heartbreak fashion with the light shining bright. Now, I don't know what the hell happened after that, and Jalen played a role, just like Nick played a role, just like some of these guys on defense played a role, so nobody gets off free. I do think it's important to note how they started, though, because I think there's more truth to the 10-1 start being who Jalen Hurts is, more so than that collapse being who Jalen Hurts is. So I will take some positives about that 11-game start, because that defines Jalen more than the collapse does. I think by the time this is all said and done and we finish the Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts era, that season last year will stick out like a sore thumb of something that is not the norm, and it just unfortunately happened, but there's so much success following that that it was like, whoa, I don't know what happened there, but it is what it is. You follow up the collapse with winning a Super Bowl. That is the DNA of this quarterback. What he brings to the table, that energy, that body language, the aura, as the kids say these days, whatever. It's all about Jalen. The fact that you can rebound after losing such a heartbreaker and having such a downfall of a collapse and rebound by winning a Super Bowl or starting out 10-1, that's crazy. People don't do that, yet Jalen does.
And now, I have to say, like, I'm not putting down Jalen here or anything, but getting the best running back in football behind that offensive line certainly, you know, helps a little bit. Considering the way they went down last year and the way that collapse kind of happened, to get a mind like Saquon, who, you know, is such a leader in the locker room and is obviously capable of doing unbelievable things on the field, that had to, you know, boost Jalen, of course, as well.
No doubt. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend Saquon Barkley's presence did not factor into how Jalen was able to do some things. But the job of Howie Roseman is to build a team that is so strong that others can't stop you. And if they try and take away something, then you have three other ways of winning. And in this particular time, you saw in the two biggest games, the NFC Championship game and specifically the Super Bowl, it was on Jalen to make this thing happen. And yeah, I get it. The focus on Saquon opens up the passing game. The focus on Saquon maybe having a 65-yard run to the house is going to force Spags to have to load the box up and try and, you know, suffocate Saquon at the line of scrimmage the best way they can, which opens up lanes for Jalen to throw the football. But to his credit, he delivered not just well, he delivered perfectly.
Absolutely, and that's why there's pressure on him to do that, because when you're given what he has in this offense, in terms of the offensive line, in terms of the receivers, in terms of Saquon, like, you have to be performing at a high level, because if that offense is not running, you're probably the guy the reason why it's not running well. And, you know, we forget that a few months ago, A.J. Brown, when he was asked what was wrong with the offense, said the passing. And they were one of the, like, bottom 5-10 rated passing offenses in the league this year. But where I give Jalen the most credit right now, and to why I'm, you know, sort of walking back on some of my Jalen takes a little bit, is just because between the Super Bowl 2 years ago and between those final two games this year, the Washington game, the Super Bowl, it does feel like, even going back to college, this guy's a big game player, and to have one of those guys on your team to where you're probably going to be in this position for the next few years with, you know, the core you have locked up and the guys that you have moving forward on this team, like, that's something I feel really confident about. Going into a big game next year, having Jalen Hurts as your quarterback, you have to feel good about that, just considering what you've seen out of him in those bright lights, you know, time and time again now.
Yep. No happy feet. He's the calmest when the stage is the biggest. It's exactly what you dream of when thinking of a franchise quarterback. Let's go to Spike in Bristol. Hey, Spike.
Hey, Broods. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing? That's more important.
I'm fantastic, and it's so nice to talk to you, and it's so nice to talk to Justin in the daytime.
Well, thank you.
And, yeah. So, anyway, you see, they must have a lot of faith in you because you can take the place of the whole afternoon show. Three guys, you know? And
well, I'm trying.
You're the man.
I'm trying.
So, anyway, there was a question early in the spring, you know, something about, do we stick with our quarterback or something like that? And, you know, there was all the chatter about Nick and Jalen and everything and, you know, how I call in and stuff. And I said, of course you do. He's our quarterback. And I am going to tell you that when he was first drafted, I was like, hey, you know, I still loved Carson, and I always will. But, you know, I was like, I wonder what, you know, is going to happen with all this. And I am going to say that Jalen has taken a lot of crap from a lot of people, and we all need to acknowledge, apologize, and thank this man. We really do.
I agree, Spud.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And thank you so much for calling. I can't stress enough that not everybody is able to handle this town. And we've seen it with Carson. We've seen it with plenty of other athletes. We've seen it with Ben Simmons. We've seen it with the whole thing. I don't want to relive those times in my life, okay? But Jalen, all day long, he's going to get crap all year next year. All year. He just won a Super Bowl. All year long. He's going to get blasted. He's going to get destroyed. People are going to rip him apart. How can he turn it over? How can he throw that ball? How can he do this? How can he do that? And he's just going to keep winning and winning, and he's going to find a way to be in an NFC championship game. He's probably going to host the NFC championship game. He's going to have the top team in the NFC East, and all he's going to do is block out the noise and also internalize it the way Jalen Hurts does. There's a way to do both, even though that sounds hypocritical. He's going to block it out, but he also internalizes it, and he's just going to continue to be Jalen Hurts, but he does take a lot of heat, and not everybody can handle that. Not everyone can handle that. So 215-592-9494, are you going to question Jalen Hurts moving forward? You know I'm not, but it is Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day, and we are just getting started. Coming up next, the dumbest Jalen Hurts take in NFL history. Do you know how bad of a take it has to be if you are number one on that list? Well, this is number one, so you're not going to want to miss it. That's coming up next. It's Broads, it's you on the afternoon show here on 94 WIP. Radio 94 WIP. Broads with you in for the afternoon show. It is Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day, so we are kicking back. Jalen's in studio with me right behind me, a nice cardboard cutout, although he looks real.
Looks like he gained some LBs.
It did look like he gained a couple LBs, and the head is a little smaller than the body. So it is freaking me out a little bit.
Must have been the cigars.
Must have been the cigars. Still a handsome fella. Still a Super Bowl MVP. Oh, and he's not going anywhere. All right, we have a Twitter poll question for you. And the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Make your special someone feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond engagement ring from Mark's, only at marks-jewelers.com. Okay, so here is the Twitter poll question. Where would you rank Jalen Hurts compared to the league? Here are the options. Top one, top three, top five, out of top five. Now, I'll give you my answer, and then J-Mo, I would like to hear yours. I'm going to say top three. Now, I'm still going with Pat Mahomes as number one. He had a bad game. This defense ate him alive. Pat Mahomes is special. I acknowledge that. Right after that, Jalen Hurts is up there. He's top three. I don't care what Josh Allen can do in theory. I don't care what Lamar Jackson can do in theory. What they can't do is beat Pat Mahomes. What they can't do is when it's January, February, when it's cold, when it's the time of the year where you got to get the big one done, when you got to ball out and match Pat Mahomes and then some, and when you got to go out there and deliver when it is time to hoist a Lombardi, Jalen's done it. Jalen's done it. And Jalen did have a phenomenal effort as well 2 years ago. Josh Allen, falls short. Lamar, fall short. All these quarterbacks that you love their skill set more, blah, 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 not getting it done, not getting it done, not getting it done. Jalen's getting it done. And Jalen is not going to be denied. He is just going to continue with the way that he attacks, with the way he puts his head down, with the way that he still has Super Bowl 57 eating him alive and he's still not satisfied after just winning one, after a parade, after celebrating. His first thought is, yo, 57, I can't believe we let that slip. That's different. He's a top three quarterback.
Yeah, I think after the Super Bowl for me, he slides in at number five for me. And I think if you compare, that's where it gets difficult with the Jalen conversation, is comparing him to the other guys in the league. Because to me, I think situation does matter. And Jalen obviously is in a very optimal situation. Now, does that mean he can't, like, he can't play well in a postseason game, in a Super Bowl? Sure. And he has proven that he can play well in those games. Not only play well, play extremely well. But if I'm looking at all the situations in the league, Josh Allen loses his number one receiver and then ultimately has a better season than he does the year before and gets the Bills exactly where they were the year before. They ultimately fall short.
I'll tell you why,
the number one guy.
I'll tell you why he ended up having a better season. He didn't turn the ball over. And Jalen doesn't turn the ball over. So I know he lost a phenomenal player in Diggs, but what really shaped Josh Allen this year is he did not throw as many turnovers. He did not turn the ball over, but Jalen never really had that problem outside of the beginning of the year.
But he also puts up the unbelievable numbers, and he gets them to a spot where they can be in the AFC Championship game with a defense that is far inferior than the Eagles, with weapons that are far inferior than the Eagles. And then I look at Joe Burrow, and I think Joe Burrow and Jalen are kind of the big talking point in terms of one guy versus the other, because, you know, one guy obviously didn't make the playoffs and the other guy was the Super Bowl. And to me, why I think Joe Burrow still has a slight edge on him is because his defense put him in horrific situations this year, and they had the worst defense in football time and time again. He put up the numbers and they couldn't win games. And I think that if Jalen was in that scenario, and I know it's a big if, I don't know if he's putting up the numbers that Joe Burrow didn't, and if he's an MVP candidate like Joe Burrow was this year. So I have Jalen in the top five because what he did in those final two games to me are undeniable, despite, you know, not being in one of the top-ranked passing offense like all those other guys were this year. I got Jalen number five, and I think that's a good spot for him.
I think you're disrespecting his greatness.
I'm putting him in the top five quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, but should be top three.
I got Saquon as the number one running back in football. I've got the Eagles' offensive line as the number one offensive line in football.
Well, we know that.
I've got A.J. Brown as the top three receiver in football.
So then what's the knock on the QB?
There is no knock. I'm just saying that he's in a scenario that is very advantageous to him. And do I still think he's a top five quarterback in the sport? Yes. But from what all these other guys have done with, you know, worse weapons, worse offensive lines, worse running games, I think that's why they stack up the way they do.
What's the name of the show today?
Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day.
Disrespecting him.
I appreciate him. I appreciate him. I appreciate you, Jalen.
215-592-9494. I want to hear from the great people out there. How do you feel about Jalen Hurts as it's Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day? And are you going to question Jalen Hurts moving forward? Let's go to Mike in Summerdale. What's up, Mike?
Bros, what's up, man?
What's going on?
Jalen Appreciation Day. Come on, let's go top three. And you know what? I just want to say, man, all those people that trashed my guy, and I've stayed steady with him. I've watched Jalen back when I lived in Texas. He was playing Oklahoma and UT. My family are all UT fans. So, obviously, I jumped on the Oklahoma trip because I don't like Texas, even though I live there. But, like, Jalen is a steady kid, man. And look at him. He's still hungry for more. Like, that's what you want. It's between the ears. Like Chris Long said, I heard that podcast. That's exactly what he is. That's exactly what you're saying. I don't need gaudy numbers. I heard your people, the people that your WIP people name in middle of the season, Herbert, this guy, Burrow. That
Herbert stinks.
Yeah. Your
stinks.
Dude, Jack Fritz talks about eye test. I have ear test, and I'm sorry, but he's a moron. Like, the eye test of Jalen Hurts to Herbert, there's the dude threw five interceptions in a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, It's just got to stop. And look, man, you're always going to have that. You're going to have these guys. They're going to continue it because a lot of people just don't have accountability for what they say. That's today's mentality. Like, you can say things, but there's no consequences for those thoughts. So people just carry. They keep saying it and saying it and saying it and try to believe it themselves because they just can't say, hey, listen, I was wrong. And it's just easy just saying, hey, I was wrong, just like that dude Nick Wright. He's not going to say he was wrong. That's just the way people are. Jalen is fine. I love this team. And you know what? I agree. I agree. This team is set up for success. Now, if he's super great, he's going to restructure his contract to help this team stay this core group together because that's what the great ones do.
We'll see what happens.
I would love to see Jalen do that. I mean, that's how we keep this bond, these guys, Becton's, getting other defensive players that we need. We still need a pass rusher for next year, right? Miles Garrett will look really good, number 95 in green and white. So things like that. You know, I'm, man, it's just appreciation day, man, and I'm grateful for that kid.
I love it.
That's really all I got to say, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. I can't thank you enough. Yeah, listen, I'm not going to sit here and act as if every single game I watched throughout his career, especially maybe the first year or even in the beginning of this year when he had some turnovers, I didn't know exactly. I didn't know if the turnovers were going to continue. And quite frankly, if they were going to continue, that wouldn't work. But it was strange to me that I watched Jalen enter the league and not have that many turnover problems, and then all of a sudden it started to become this major issue. It normally goes the other way, where you start out, you can't read the defense because of the speed of the game. It intensifies, you get baited a couple times, the defensive coordinator throws looks your way that you're not accustomed to seeing, so you start to throw a bunch of interceptions, and then as you continue to gain experience, you weave off of all of the interceptions. So it was strange for Jalen to have that sort of dialed in already. When he came in the league, he doesn't turn the ball over a billion times. So in the beginning of this season, I was baffled, and I wondered if it was going to stop. And once it did, what do you know? You became the great quarterback again, and then I started to settle in, take some deep breaths, and go, all right, that's the guy I remember. That's the guy I'm all in on. And as he just continued to win games and go on the road and beat LA, right before that, you were scoring 20 points in the fourth quarter at home against a division rival in the Washington Commanders. You went on the road to face the Baltimore Ravens and challenge their defense, who was going to be a force, going to be a juggernaut, going to be a big test. Well, the offense challenged them, and he was a big part of that. And you got some huge wins. You win a million games in a row in the regular season. And once you start to see that greatness form again from the quarterback, you go, this is the guy. This is the guy. You can't accidentally walk into two Super Bowls in 3 years. You can't accidentally do that. You can't accidentally put up 50 plus. And keep in mind, that whole little thing about Jaden Daniels, I won't forget that, right? This guy's poised. This guy's calm. This guy's patient. This guy, shut your mouth. Shut up. Disgusting. Because everything you're saying about Jaden Daniels, what you're forgetting, that's Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is poised. Jalen Hurts never has any sort of emotional high or low that takes him out of a game. Jalen Hurts is poised. Everything you're putting Jaden Daniels on a pedestal for, you're disgusting because you're not paying attention.
Well,
that's Jalen.
I'll dispute that a little bit.
No, that's Jalen.
But the Commanders the year before, what were they, like 3-14, 4-13, something like that?
I'm not comparing it to bums who played before Jaden Daniels. I'm saying Jaden versus Jalen. You kept putting Jaden Daniels on a pedestal like he's some unbelievable, unstoppable force because of all of his intangibles. But Jalen's intangibles is multiplied by two and the same damn intangibles.
It was the guy's rookie year.
I don't care.
Got them to the NFC Championship game.
But got destroyed by a better quarterback and a better offense.
Well, sure. And I think what you just said is the reason why the Eagles ultimately ended up winning that game. Was Jalen really good in that game? I thought it was maybe his best game of the year. He was great in that game. But at the same time, you looked at the rosters on paper and you said, the Eagles are so much better than that football team. And, you know, I will say that first loss that they had to the Commanders, if Jalen finishes that game, do I think they win it? Absolutely. But at the same time, I'm still giving most of the credit to the guys on that roster, to that offensive line that was incredible.
Disgusting.
To A.J. Brown, who had a phenomenal 4th-and-5 catch on that game, on a great ball, I will say. But Saquon Barkley breaking one on the first play of the game. It takes a team. And Jalen, we can appreciate him all we want. I'm going to appreciate him. Yeah. He played the best when it mattered the most. But at the same time, I'm giving credit. I'm dispersing the credit more than I'm putting it all on Jalen here.
So disappointed in you.
Oh.
I knew it was going to go this way. I could tell when we sat down for the pre-show meeting. I said, once we get started, his Jalen Hurts hatred is going to pour out of him.
It's not hatred. The guy's a champ. I'll admit it. He was great. Phenomenal last two games. You also better thank Jalen Carter for getting that sack on Matt Stafford.
Oh,
it might never happen.
Are you guys listening to this clown?
I'm just giving credit to the entire team here.
Are you all lit? I need you, listeners. Are you kidding me? Here I am, trying to be a man of the people, saying, you know what this city deserves from 2 to 6 p.m. today? Jalen Hurts appreciation. And then I get 45 minutes into this puppy, and my wonderful, once was wonderful, producer, Justin Morgenstein, is out here giving Jalen Carter respect for a sack, which... I understand. It was a big play. Stop disrespecting my quarterback. Let's go to Tom in Langhorne. Yo, Tom.
Connor, you're mimicking everything I was thinking, even to the point about Jaden Daniels. You know, Nick Sirianni says the best. You can't be great without the greatness of others.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till this kid starts getting other great players around him and see if he can perform. Because then the real pressure's on him. Right now, he's got no pressure on him. But I'm with you with Jalen. As soon as I saw him the way he performed in Super Bowl 57, I'm like, this kid's a winner. And when he was sitting in that hallway with the trophy between his legs, it was like a big F you to everybody who gave him shit. And that Nick Wright moron on ESPN or wherever the hell he's from, that guy's an idiot talking about how bad Jalen is. It's all about, in the biggest moments, who can produce. And you're right. All those other quarterbacks can't produce. And they have no business even being in a discussion of a top quarterback. Because they keep on getting to the bigger points in life, and they keep on failing.
They have to get it done. They have to get it done, I think, because it's, you know, at this point, Jalen has one. So for them to get on Jalen's level, they need to match that.
Correct. And who else in the league, quarterback-wise, has won a Super Bowl?
I'd have to go through. But
Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford's got one, yup.
Obviously Mahomes.
Mahomes has a bunch. Now Jalen. We'll have to look through.
Russell Wilson.
Jalen, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And the other thing that's so great about Jalen, she was picked by our owner. Our owner drafted Jalen Hurts. You know, talk about... a franchise that you can, you know, lean up against and enjoy a lot of greatness from. When your owner is making a decision to draft your franchise quarterback, and he turns out to be a complete winner.
And the timing of it, Tom, and I thank you for the call, the timing of it with the whole Carson Wentz thing. Now, at the time, I didn't get it. I'll be honest with you. I wasn't sitting there cheering. What Chris Jones did on the sidelines when DeAndre Hopkins dropped the ball, that was my reaction when I saw Jalen Hurts get
fell
drafted.
Fell on your knees?
Yeah, I fell over. I couldn't believe it. So I didn't see the vision. But to their credit, they saw the vision. And here we are, a few years after it, and he's Super Bowl champion. He's got a couple different appearances, and it's just going to continue. So I love it. And with Jalen, I think it's so funny that if you go back to some of these playoff games, well, the first game, it was against Green Bay, who wasn't really a 7 seed, and they would be a 13-win team if they weren't in that division, and blah, 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 blah. They got their ass kicked. Eagles win. Well, the Rams, they got a better coach. They got a better quarterback. Well, they came here, they got their ass kicked. Well, Jaden Daniels, he's as cool as they come. Well, here's 50-plus points, got your ass kicked. Well, Pat Mahomes, Kansas City, you see the trend here? It's silly. A bunch of nonsense. We got a winner. We got a kid who was going to constantly put us in a Super Bowl contention type of spot. And again, whenever we have a dream of having the best franchise quarterback you can think of. Whenever you want to process having someone with stability, having someone with a good head on their shoulders, having someone who's dedicated to the craft and obsessed with it, this is it. This is the perfect example of what we want, and we have it right now. Now, speaking of Jalen, why don't we take a listen to Jalen Hurts speaking to the team before the Super Bowl. This was on the unscripted segment that the Eagles posted just about a day ago or so. Here's Jalen talking to his team before the Super Bowl.
Last time being here, this changed my life. It changed my life, and it changed my mentality, and it changed everything. Because for so long, you know, I was seeking. What would I do when I got this moment again? What would I do when this opportunity met me again? On the biggest stage, everybody watched. And I didn't get benched. I put on a good show. And I couldn't have done that without you guys. But I left that was so empty. Don't it doesn't matter but winning. And when you talk about team sports and you talk about everything that we've gone through, that's been the mission this whole motherfucking time. So, you know, for all the hard work and all everything that we've been able to do to this point, just take it one play at a time, let it come to you, and ask yourself how you want to be remembered.
It's my quarterback. I'm going to say that 8,000 times today, so be ready. Let's go to Joe in South Philly. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, how you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. You know, I've been listening since the Super Bowl, and I don't like to talk bad about somebody who's not there. But
yeah, no, this is about Jalen more than it is.
It is about it. The man basically proved that he is an elite quarterback. He might not be the GOAT, but he's elite. But yeah, I get tired of hearing people constantly put him down, degrade him. And it's people, after winning the Super Bowl, you have one of your own people basically say that Jalen is not as good as what people make him out to be, that he's not whatever he is. And it's kind of sad. After winning the Super Bowl, to have somebody in your hometown basically degrade the phenomenal game that you had. And he had a phenomenal game. He's beat Patrick Mahomes twice. Not just beat him, he outplayed him in both games. And still, he can't get the recognition from some people in Philadelphia. And I don't understand that.
Yeah, listen, I don't understand it either. Obviously, I'm not going to speak for anybody who, you know, does the show and all. You can definitely chime in with them when they get back. But listen, it's all love. Listen, it's sports opinions. If they don't see it, they don't see it. It's not anything crazy. It's just sports opinions, and we're having fun with it. But, yeah, I mean, listen, I don't get it either, right? Because I obviously see a quarterback out there who is just winning at such a crazy clip. At this point, it's been long enough, right? Like, if he randomly pulled something out of his rear end for one season and then stunk for 5 years, and you keep trying to convince yourself that he's that quarterback of the one outlier year, then I could maybe understand that there's some confusion on who the quarterback is. But at this point, I mean, it's Super Bowl, it's a 10-1 start, it's a Super Bowl again, it's, you know, there's obviously a lot of truth to the winning that he provides.
But the thing is, you know, he's not just playing better than him. He's outplaying him by numbers, and he's considered the GOAT. He's considered the best active playing quarterback right now, Mahomes. And Jalen has, in two games, just kind of made him look like he's a rookie. To me, honestly, personally, he made Patrick Mahomes look like a rookie.
You're preaching to the choir, Joe, and thank you. I know what you're about to say, Justin. Don't even say it. You're going to say if Jalen had to face our defense, it would look different? What are you thinking over there?
Well, I'm just saying, if he had old wash DeAndre Hopkins and no Rashee Rice and Pacheco, who's already washed as a 30-year player. But hey, again, in the two Super Bowls he's faced Patrick Mahomes, I would say he's outplayed him both times. So that's why I think of Jalen more as this phenomenal big-game player than I do this guy who's a top-end talent in the league. Like, if we're just talking talent, why I have these guys over him still. But if I'm taking one guy in a big game, right now Jalen Hurts is at the near the very top, if not at the top of that list.
Do you want me to tell you where you should put that top-end talent?
Go ahead.
Yeah, you know where.
So that's what y'all want to see, huh?
I don't know if anybody wants to see it. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, I apologize. I mixed up what audio I wanted to play there. I forgot that I wanted to play the dumbest take ever on Jalen Hurts. So that is coming up next, and your phone calls. So let's continue appreciating Jalen Hurts. You hear me, Justin? Appreciating Jalen Hurts.
Get freaky.
215-592-9494. It's Bro to Two in for the afternoon show on 94 WIP.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.